The following was submitted by Larry Fiddick on behalf of the Aurelia Rowing Club. Rowing has a reputation for providing an excellent full-body workout, but does that mean it's just a young person's sport? Not according to Fern Splitchell, the tour coordinator for the Aurelia Rowing Club. Fern, who just turned 79, is regularly out in a boat on the water, even taking part in boat races called regattas. I have enjoyed rowing in the Muskoka Regatta twice, once in a double and once in a quad, again a fun new experience. And it didn't matter how you did, the experience was for fun. I also was in the 8-sweep boat in the head of the Trent Regatta, at Peterborough. Again fun. And a social activity with your fellow rowers. Although Fern has always kept active, always willing to try new things, she only started rowing at the age of 72. Taking part in the sport through the club was also convenient, as the club has the boats and equipment. All there for me. Indeed, that was part of the appeal of the sport for Fern, the variety of options, like the different boat sizes to row in. Like the aspect of rowing with different people, particularly in the quad. While some clubs might focus mostly on competitive rowing, the Aurelia Rowing Club offers different levels of engagement, competitive, recreational, and touring. The club is really exciting now. We have a strong youth program, great coaching staff, and our adult learn to rows are attracting more and more people, she said. Others prefer the recreational side of the sport, being out on the water at one with nature or getting a workout without competing against others. And then there is touring, yet another side of rowing, which Fern coordinates. Tours are fun social outings in our touring boats. We sometimes trailer the boats so we can go on waterways farther from our home base of Lake Couchiching. These are day trips, taking our lunches and perhaps having a swim. Our tours have ranged from Bass Lake to Mara Provincial Park to the Severn River out of Washago to Georgian Bay and Beausoleil Island, to name a few. Tours are for everyone, new and experienced rowers, she explained. Opportunities for longer tours are also possible with Ontario Adventure Rowing, as once you are a member of Aurelia Rowing Club, you can join these longer tours. This weekend, members of the club took a tour closer to home. Closer to their future home, to be exact. The club is in the process of relocating from Tudhope Park to Kitchener Park. One of the pleasures of rowing is being so close to and at one with the water, but it comes with a downside. The boats are very susceptible to waves kicked up by the wind. Tudhope Park has little protection from the prevailing winds, which blow from the northwest. By contrast, the bay south of Kitchener Park is protected from these winds. Today's destination to Kitchener Park was chosen to let club members get a feel for our future location. Our coach Anne Hodkin came and highlighted the many benefits of this new location. However, the move requires the club to build a new boathouse. We are focused on raising the roof programs to fund our new boathouse, she explained. As a result, the club has embarked on a series of fundraising events, starting with dinner at Boston Pizza on Monarch Drive, Aurelia, Monday, June 19, from 5 to 8 p.m. Dinner will feature live music and a silent auction, where people can bid on a pair of tickets to the sold-out Mariposa Folk Festival, a pair of tickets to the Blues Cruise at the Perry Sound, Festival of the Sound, a Mariposa Gymnastics Gift Certificate, a DWN chocolate gift certificate, and if you are interested in rowing yourself, there are even learn to row lessons you can bid on. 10% of the food sales from the dinner will also be donated to the club. Other fundraising events include a sportathon, 6 to 8 p.m., July 18 at Tudhope Park with a 50-50 draw, and an online auction in late August. For more information on these events and the club in general, check out the club's website, https://aureliarowingclub.com/